This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. American authorities have seized a range of Iran's state-linked news websites they accuse of spreading disinformation. The move Tuesday appears to be a far-reaching crackdown on Iranian media amid heightened tensions between the two countries. The U.S. Justice Department said 33 of the seized websites were used by Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union, which was singled out by the U.S. government last October for what officials describe as efforts to spread disinformation and sow discord among American voters ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Takedowns come as world powers scramble to resurrect Tehran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal. The UN's top envoy for Afghanistan is urging the international community to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield back to the negotiating table. Deborah Lyons warned that inertia and the lack of action might lead to more bloodshed and conflict. She told the UN Security Council Tuesday that she cannot overstate her concern at the current situation. She said every major trend, politics, security, the peace process, the economy, humanitarian emergency, and tackling COVID-19 is either a negative or stagnant. More than 40 countries have urged China to allow the UN Human Rights Chief immediate access to Xinjiang region to look into reports that more than a million people have been unlawfully detained there, some subjected to torture or forced labor. The Canadian-led statement cited reports of torture, forced sterilization, sexual